On April 21st, 1976, David Cho was born in Los Angeles, California. His parents were immigrants from Korea, and they were born again. Well, as David grew up, he developed this not-so-appreciated, I don't necessarily want to call it a talent, but he used his talent for something that wasn't greatly appreciated, and that was for graffiti. He would take cans of paint and paint on the street, and he would paint on buildings. Not everybody appreciated that. But what was interesting is that he gained a reputation, and people began looking for his artwork. And I saw some of it. I went on the internet, and okay, whatever, you know. But in 2005, Facebook contacted him and asked him if he would be willing to come and paint murals in their new office space. Well, he thought the whole idea of Facebook was, quote, ridiculous and pointless, but they offered him $60,000 to come in and paint the mural. So I thought, hey, why not? So he went in, and he was doing the work. When it came time to be paid, he said, look, instead of giving me a check for $60,000, just give me $60,000 worth of your stock. And they said, okay. So they gave him $60,000 worth of stock. 7 years later, in 2012, that stock was worth $200 million. 7 years. 7 years. How many of you, you know, you think, oh dear, maybe I should get some cans of paint and go out and say, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, don't do that. But if you'd only known, right? If you had only known back in 2005 to maybe buy some of that stock, how much would it be worth? Even if you'd only bought $1,000 or $2,000. And see, realistically, just about everybody in this room, if you absolutely had to, could probably come up with $1,000 or $2,000. I mean, if you had to get an advance on your credit card, borrow from friends or family or something, but everybody in here could probably come up with $1,000 or $2,000. Well, if you had done that back in 2005, purchased some of that Facebook stock, wouldn't be $200 million worth, but, you know, you'd have some change, you know what I'm saying? But how many of you have ever heard of Bitcoin? Now, some of you is like, well, you know, bit what? I don't buy coins, Brother Martin, I spend them. No, Bitcoin is like cryptocurrency, not going to explain it. You can look it up, Google it later after the service. But on May 22nd, 2010, one Bitcoin was worth 0.0025 cents. So you could have taken $1,000 and purchased 400,000 bitcoins at 0.0025 cents. 7 years and 7 months later, December 20th, 2017, one single bitcoin was worth $19,783.21. Your $1,000 investment to buy 400,000 bitcoins means you would have had 7,913,284,000. But what if you had, say, bought $5,000 worth of bitcoins? Well, then you would have 39,566,420,000. But what if you had really been adventurous and really splurged and bought $10,000 worth of bitcoins? You would have 79 billion $132,840,000 and be right about the fifth richest person on planet Earth. So, don't you wish? It's like, man, oh man, if only I'd known about that Facebook stuff. If only I'd known about that Bitcoin stuff. What's going to be the next Bitcoin? How could I possibly know? Well, in Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom says in verse 10, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. In other words, instead of chasing after the money, chase after me. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Wisdom continues and says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. We're kings and priests unto God. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now, I know there's a lot of spiritual aspect to this. However, wisdom leads to increase. That's very simple. Wisdom. Not world's wisdom. This is God's wisdom. All right? And somebody might say, okay, now you got me excited. You know, I want to buy the next big Bitcoin, whatever it's going to be. The chomp coin. I mean, whatever. You know, how do I do this? How do I get this wisdom? Well, some people would say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, not braideth not. I get that. But there's more to it than that. See, a lot of times we come to this thing of, you know, well, all you got to do is ask and then do nothing else. But yet, you don't always find that principle in the Word. Now, I'm going to tell you how to gain wisdom. And this is not hype. This works. This is legitimate. This is how God has set it up. In Proverbs chapter 1, the first six verses tell you how to get wisdom. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Okay, great. But what are they for? Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. In other words, what God is telling you right here in the first six verses of Proverbs chapter 1 is that the entire book of Proverbs has been anointed by God to impart wisdom to the reader. That's it. This is it. This is how you begin to access and appropriate wisdom. The very first blessing that is imparted by wisdom is wisdom. In other words, you just get in this book and you just start reading. You don't even have to understand all the Hebrew words and look up all the definitions. Just read. That's it. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. That's a promise from God in his word. So therefore, if I begin reading in the book of Psalms, here's what's happening. The anointing of wisdom is coming from those words and it being imparted unto me. And the more that I do this is the more that wisdom is going to be imparted unto me. And the more that wisdom is imparted unto me is the more I'm going to understand how to handle my finances. I'm going to understand how I can increase. Wisdom isn't promising you that you're going to be the next person to get $200 million. Wisdom isn't promising you that you're going to be the next person to get, you know, $7 billion of whatever. But wisdom is saying, I can bring clarity to your life. How many times have we or people we know, when it comes to finances, said things like, I just don't understand what's going on. I just don't know why we're going through all this. I just don't. And wisdom is standing back saying, hey, I lift my voice. I cry unto you. I have the answer. I can tell you. But you need me. You need me. And so therefore, if I begin to read wisdom, Proverbs, and some people have said, well, you know, you read a chapter a day. It's got 31 chapters. You know, you get a chapter every day. Okay, praise God, you can do that. And yes, please do it. But you know what? You can read more than one chapter a day. They're not really that long. And all you have to do is just sit there and read it. Just read. Keep reading, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Pretty soon, you're going to start to see a pattern in that book. Pretty soon, something's going to happen on the inside of you, and you're going to begin to understand things like you've never understood them. Wisdom on how to manage whatever money you have, you're going to start to see it. You're going to start to understand it. And that's just a sampling of what happens when we begin to sow this word into our lives. See, those first six verses in the first chapter is a revelation of how God has anointed this book to impart the wisdom of God into our lives. And so therefore, is it possible that if we have read through the book of Proverbs, you know, 20 times, 30 times, 50 times, just reading, that somehow, some way, our spiritual ear would be attuned to the voice of wisdom, and we would hear the voice of wisdom say, you need to buy this over here. Let me tell you where I missed it one time. This was 31, 32 years ago. Got a phone call from an investment advisor. And he said, yeah, I want to let you know about something. It's come up. He said, it's new. And he began describing this to me, and I'm listening, and I'm trying to catch on. And he says, yeah, there's this new technology coming out where people are going to be able to carry telephones with them. And these towers are going to be built all over the place so that these telephones that you carry with you are going to send a signal to the tower, and then the tower sends the signal out to other phones. And in my mind, I'm thinking, who in the world wants to hang a telephone on the, you know, hello, you know, dial it? And I could not grasp what this guy was trying to tell me. And he says, yeah, this company, you know, they're going to make their move into the United States for this technology. And he said, I think it's really going to be big. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, well, whatever. So I didn't move on it. And the name of the company was Nokia. I had a chance to get in on the ground floor with Nokia when they first came into the United States with cell phone technology. Nokia is no longer making cell phones, but what they're making is the equipment and the technology for cell phones, and they are doing tremendously well. I blew it, but guess what? If I had heard the voice of wisdom, yeah, I could have jumped on that one, and who knows? Who knows? I want to encourage you, when it comes to your finances, we don't have to live by the world's system. You know, we live within that structure of the system, I get that. But it doesn't have to control us. The wisdom of God can help us through any kind of a financial situation. We think, you know, well, how's God going to do it? How's God going to do it? Well, how many people back there in 2010 thought buying a Bitcoin would be worth anything? Who thought that? And yet you could have. But yet people didn't understand. Some people did. So here we are tonight, and that wisdom is still alive and is still available. And the book of Proverbs is just waiting to release it into our lives. Be encouraged to know you hold in your hands the Word of God that's able to impart the wisdom that we need to make it through financially in this life. He is faithful. Hallelujah.